we're going to embark on Perek Lamed Vav, and if I get my way, I will find many more sources in Sifrei Chassidus back on Perek Lamed He and on Perek Lamed Vav. So in order to do Perek Lamed Vav, we really need to recap a little bit what we did in chapter 35. And that is that the Baal Tanya placed a tremendous emphasis on mitzvahs ma'asiyos, action mitzvahs, over the emotional spiritual mitzvahs. And that is, he said, because in order to have Gilui Shechina, there has to be Bittul. You can't have a big ego and the Shechina being there at the same time, because there ain't no room for both. Right. So you can't have Anivahu, so you need to have Bittul. In the emotional mitzvahs, by definition, there is the one who loves, and then there is the beloved, the Shechina, the Baruch Hu, and so on. Well, to whatever degree there is the one who loves, to that degree is there a void in the ability for there to be true Bittul, because there has to be the lover. Whereas in physical mitzvahs, although there needs to be a doer, but the doer plays a much less role. There's much less emphasis on the doer and much greater emphasis on that which is being done. As a result, at the time of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, there is able to be a tremendous revelation of Shechina that envelops the person in its entirety. Okay? But we still need to get to, who cares? Who's interested in Gilui Shechina? Why is that a drive? Why is that a goal? Okay? And that's what we're going to discuss tonight. Perek Lamed Vav. V'hine mudas zois maimer chazal. This, it's on page 90 in the first section of the Tanya. This is known statement of our sages. Shetachlis Brios Oilam Hazeh, the goal of this world, who is Shenis Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lius Leidir B'Tachtein. The goal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taiva, very specific wording, taiva is a desire, to have a dira, a dwelling place, B'tachtoinim, among the low. Okay, now, the term, as we're going to discuss in coming prakim, of nis'ave, taiva, is a very specific word, not rotzen, for instance, because taiva, in human terms, is a word used for something which is super logical. No one can ever argue with somebody why they like salty food over sweet food, because that enters the realm of taiva. We don't excuse me, we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a dira b'tachtonim. That's not subject to logic. And therefore the term nis'ava is very specific. Now there should be a bracket here, because he's going to go off on a tangent to define the term tachtonim. What does it mean? How do you have high and low when you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'nei l'shayach l'fanav yizbaruch b'chinas mailu mati. You can't have up and down. Gil yizbaruch b'malei kolamim b'shava. As we've been discussing over the past prokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu occupies everything and suffuses everything equally. So how do you have distant places and close places and high places and low places? Ela b'yera inyin. Here is the explanation. Kikoyidim shenivra ha'olam, before the world was created, ha'yahu levado yizbarach yochid umiyuchad. He, Hashem, was the only creation, the only existence, the only being. Umimale kalamakam hazeh shebara by ha'olam. And he suffused and completely filled this space in which he created the world. And by the way, don't let yourself be mistaken, as so many others write, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam somehow created a void, a literal void, and then filled that space with this world. No, says the Baal Tanya, we don't believe that. It's a huge machlokes among the Mekubalim. But the Baal Tanya's position is that there is no such thing as a true void. Hashem cannot, or will never, create a void. Rather, that void is only from our vantage point that it seems that there are void. There is a void. But v'gamat kenu l'fani v'zbarach, this is truly how it is now. From his vantage point, there is no void. Rakshashinui hu ela mikablim. The only distinction is vis-a-vis us, the receivers. Hamikablim chiyuziv ari v'zbarach, those who are the recipients of Hashem's life force and His infinite energy. Shemikablim, we receive that energy and that life force, ayde levushim rabim, through many garments, hamechasim umastirim ayra yizbarach, that conceal and cover over Hashem's infinite energy, kidechsiv, like the pasuk says, kila yirani ha'adam v'chai, no person can clearly, openly see me and continue to exist. Even the highest angels that are called chayis, meaning kilo yirani, not a person and not a chai. Nobody can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no being that can behold God and continue to exist. And therefore, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chain of creation. And this chain goes from level to level, from step to step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a channel, a funnel, a system of transformers that continuously diminish the amount of godly energy flowing into the system. Step after step after step, less and less and less openly godly energy. That's called the Hishtal Shel Olamos. Now here, this is very specific. Meaning, from the Ribbono Shel Olam all the way up to the step just before this world is all one chain. Link after link after link. An orderly chain. This world is a new bria. This world is a new creation. The decline, the amount of diminishing energy that allowed this physical world to come into space is such a leap in darkness that this world is a new bria. A genivra olam hazeh hagashmi v'chumri mamish, until this crass physical world comes into existence. This world deserves the name Tachtainim. That doesn't sound like a very flattering name. It is the low place. This is the world, it's a new existence, a place of total concealment of godliness, a place where we have entire universities that are designed just to deny God. Tachtainim. That's the definition of Tachtainim. A place where denial of God is not only possible, but becomes an area of expertise. That's Tachtayim.
So one notch above that is?
It's part of Ishtalshalos. That's part. There's already undeniability. Anywhere, one notch above it is, there's cannot be denial. Now, Vehu atachtei mimadrega, we got to understand that this is the lowest place. Shein tachtein lamate mimenu, that there is nothing lower than it. Be'inyan Hester Ayriz Barach, with regard to the concealment of Hashem's light. V'choshech kofol u'mechofol, in darkness, doubled and quadrupled. Ad sh'umole klipis v'sitra achra, until this world is full of klipis, shells, and darkness, and the other side, the enemy. Sh'neged Hashem mamish, forces that are literally oppositional to Hashem, loymar, to such a degree where they say ani v'afsiyad, that we have independent existence. We are not dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
They say.
This world says, this world cries out independence. Now, so he defined the term, Tachtonim. Tachtonim is a world where denial exists. Okay? Now let's go back to purpose. The point, the goal of all of these chains of existence, and they're diminishing from level to level. The goal is not for the purpose of the higher celestial worlds where Hashem's presence is undeniable. Because they have their own Yerida. No, don't think that that's where the goal is. Even though they have a continued slant of diminishing energy of Hashem, it's not for them. Ela tachlis hu olam hazeh hatachton. The goal of all of the thousands and thousands of levels of diminishing light, the goal is this physical world. Why? Again, using terms that cannot be explained logically. Shikach ola b'ritzoyna yizbarach, because that's what Hashem desired. Lias nachas ruach lefonav yizbarach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets enjoyment kaviyachal from what? Kad iskafya sitra achra v'ishapech hashaycha l'dahayra. The Rebbeinu Shlem gets a particular enjoyment out of the transformation of the forces of darkness, and it really begins with a step before that. Iskafia sitrach is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu contains, controls, when it becomes over possessed by Kedusha, and as a result of that, darkness becomes transformed into light. Sheyoyir oirin seif, oir Hashem oirin seif Baruch Hu. The goal of all of it is that Hashem's light should suffuse the darkness and the oppositional forces of all of this world in a starkheit, with a resounding strength, therefore the light that will appear in this physical world is far greater from the illumination that exists in any of the celestial worlds. Why? How can that be? So he says, let's analyze this. In any of the upper worlds, beginning all the way from Atzilus, through all of the Elamas, despite that, all of those worlds, Shemayasham Aide Levushim Vastapanim, all of those worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's illumination of those worlds, by definition, is through various masks and forms of concealment. Umalimim Arin Seif Baruch Hu, and in those worlds, each one according to their level, Hashem's light illuminates Shalizbatlim Mitzias. Each one has a tolerance, right? In England, if you plug in an appliance into their 210 voltage, if your appliance is made for that voltage, you can tolerate it. If you plug in a U.S. appliance into that voltage, it's gone. Right? So each world has that which is built to tolerate the Ein Sof that exists in that world. But, well, the Zen Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, but in this world, there is a air that is revealed that surpasses any of the airs of any of the upper celestial worlds. And he says a hafaldik thing. We know that we say Hashem Oizlam Yitain, Hashem Yivarach Hasame Bashalom. And we know that Torah is referred to as Oiz, as strength. Why do we need strength? So he says, he's going to explain that you need strength to tolerate the Ur. Because without the right amount of strength, we're all familiar with the person who goes, he's been in a dungeon for years and years, and he goes out into broad daylight, and the Ur will blind him. So in order to be able to tolerate the Ur, that requires a strength. For this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, which is called Oiz, strength and energy, K'mayim HaChazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen Koyach B'Tzadikim, the Kabel Scharim Los Adlovi, Hashem gave the Koyach to the righteous to receive their reward in the world to come, Shaliz Batlu B'Mitzias, Mamish, that they should not completely become nullified, V'Oir Hashem Aniglo Losin, in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be revealed in the world to come, because that light which will be revealed in the world to come is Bli Shum Levush. It's a light that will emanate without any concealment, without any masks, without any forms of garments, without any filters. It is absolute HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Kedichsev, as the Pasuk says, V'layikonef Oid Merecha, your master will no longer be in a knaf, pirishli yiskasim imcha b'knaf levush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not any longer be concealed in any form of covering. V'ayuaynecha royois es meirecha, and your eyes will behold your master. Uksiv ka'ayin ba'ayin yiru, mamash, literally, eye to eye you will see b'shuv Hashem tzien. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, li'yoyid Hashemesh la'or yomam, the sun will no longer illuminate the day. Ki Hashem yelechol ha'arlam, because Hashem is going to illuminate the world. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to give the tzaddikim a koyach in the form of Torah to be able to tolerate that oyer of los and love.
Is that like the kli?
What is?
The scroll is like a bigger kli. It's more...
No. That would be a form of some kind of filter. He's saying that somehow, Torah tempers the person to be able to tolerate that error. According to some, it means that it accustoms the person. We're getting used to it. We're building the muscles. Now, Vinayda, what's more, everybody knows, Sheyimois HaMashiach, that the days of Mashiach, Ubefrat Kishiyichu HaMesim, and specifically, the resurrection of the dead, Hem tachlis u'shleimus prius olam hazeh. The days of Tchias HaMesim, the days of Mashiach, are the ultimate days for which the world was created. Shalekach never mitchilas. They were the original plan. You look at the footnote for a second there. The Kabbalah Schar. You're going to ask, where's the world of reward? Ikare be'elef hashvi. That stage is in the seventh thousandth year. Now, he says, lest you think that this is a total novelty. It's not. This has happened once before. Here by the narrow part of the paragraph. There was a glimpse of this. Not total, but there was a glimpse of this once before in history. Where? Bishas Matan Torah. At the Sinai experience. Kidichsiv, like the Pasuk says there, Ata Horesa Ladas, you saw to know, Ki Hashem Walikim, Enin Lavade, that Hashem is God and there's nothing but Him. Says the Baal Tanya, Horesa Mamish, you saw. Beriya Chushyas, physically with your eyes. Kidichsiv, like the Pasuk says, V'chol Ha'am, Royim Es HaKoylois, we saw the sounds. Royim es hanishma, we saw that which normally is heard. Pirush Chazal, mistaklim the mizrach, they looked to the east. Shaymin es hadibur yoytza, they heard it, they saw it. Everything in the world proclaimed anochi. Every being, every creation proclaimed, I am Hashem your God.
How does that jive with the pasuk that we read before? Ki lo yireini ha'adam.
I guess that's beyond that point, or since that point. Now, let's just fill it. You'll see in a second. V'cheila beruchay zulamay l'mata. So too, it wasn't just to the east, but it was to all four levels and up and down. Ugid depicted me tikkunim, like the Zohar writes. Deleis asad le'milminei mayin. There was no place that was not crying out, Anochi Hashem alikach. How? V'ainu mipnei gilui ritzoyno yizbarach baseres hadibres. Because that was a total, complete revelation of Hashem's desire in the Ten Commandments, Shem Klolos HaTorah, which are a each one of the Ten Commandments are inclusive of all of Torah. Shepnimish Tzoni Yisbach V'Chachmasai, which is the internal Ratzin and Hashem's wisdom. Ein Shomesh Tepanim Klal. There is no concealment at all. Kamesh Ksiv in Torah, like Torah says, Ki Ba'or Panecho, in the light of Hashem's face, Nisat Alon Torah's Chayim. Torah contains this absolute godliness. Ah, you're going to ask what Josh said. What do you do? Says the Baltanya. That's why they all expired. In each Dibur. Each Dibur Hashem said, they expired. Because it was overwhelming. It was intolerable. The revelation was too great. Hashem used the dew. Sha'osilach is Bayas HaMesin that he's destined to use to resurrect the dead. Vehu tal Torah, this is the dew of Torah itself, Shanikra Oiz, that we were just discussing before, which is the very strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzaddikim in order to be able to tolerate the light. Kamay Mechazal, Kala Oizik B'Torah, tal Torah Mechayehu. Anybody who studies Torah, the dew of Torah will give him back his life. Meaning that the truth is that if we were looking at Torah correctly, we should expire in Limud HaTorah. That should be the natural outcome. And the Torah would come and give us back. As the Pasuk says, V'chai b'hem. The Torah would restore our life. But, if that's the case, how did they blow it? So Elamai, it was only Me'enze. It was only a glimpse of it, but it wasn't the total deal. If it would have been the total deal, then the possibility for sinning would never have existed. What happened was, with the sin of the golden calf, the sin caused them to fall once again. Vinizgash Mohem and Klal Yisrael became Megushim, they became re-physicalized. V'olam in the world, Ad Eis Ketza Yemin until Mashiach's day. At that day, the physicality of the world and the physicality of our bodies will become cleansed, purified, and we will be able to tolerate that incredible revelation of Hashem's Torah that will illuminate Klal Yisrael through Torah, that's called this concept of strength. And by the way, Umayisrain Ha'ar al Yisrael, for the overflow of the illumination that Klal Yisrael will get, Yagia Cheshach Umas Gamken, even the nations of the world will be illuminated. Kedichsiv Alchu Goyim Leirecha, the non Jews will go to your light. Kedichsiv Es Yankov, the Chuv Nelcha Bar Hashem. The Klal Yisrael is going to say, we will go and come with us in the Ar Hashem. Kedichsiv Nigle Kwe the Shem Vero, Kol Bosa Yachtav. All of humanity will see. All of the inhabitants of the world are going to be privy to this. Now that is not to say, and we should not make the mistake that this means somehow that all creations are going to equally bask in Hashem's light. Now, what's the difference between what took place at Maamad Har Sinai and what's going to take place in the world to come? That really, we're going to get into in Perek Lamed Zayin, is what is the effect of our mitzvahs that we're doing now make that difference? Meaning as follows. The world then didn't have Torah, obviously, before Maamad Har Sinai. The revelation was the same. The world's tolerance, the world's ability to receive the revelation was not the same. And due to the fact that the world couldn't hold on to it, Klal Yisrael sinned again with the golden calf and became Megushim. Whereas due to our fulfillment, as we'll see in the next parak, of Torah and Mitzvahs, since that time, we are preparing the world to receive that Gilui and hold on to it and make it our own. That's the distinction between the revelation that took place at Sinai was not in from the vantage point of the revelation. The distinction is now we have prepared the world to hold on to it. Whereas then, due to the fact that they did not yet have Torah, they were not able to hold on to that revelation.
So the Malach, right?
Similar, right? We can't hold on to it.
When in the stomach, right.
So there too, you have a gilui, and you can't hold on to it. So we'll see, Yemei Hashem. Now these three prakim really go hand in hand, as to what the tachlis is of the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh.